Hi, thanks for holding. This is Tina. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
So I had...
This is Marie.
Hi, Marie. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. I'm happy we finally connected. I was calling a couple of times, but I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment. So I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yes, ma'am. Well, because I had canceled a while back because they were saying that after my code that was sent, it couldn't get through because they needed more paperwork. So my husband just wanted to go ahead and cancel. And that was a while back that I let them know that.
So I went back to all of your notes all the way from from May 19th. Mm-hmm. And there's no notes that anybody called in to cancel on this account. So I need to give you some options, Marie, because if you recall, in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 7th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're only past due for the 149 because come August 7th, you'll be past due for 298. That will continue to reoccur until we get this settled. So you were saying that they contacted you and said you needed more information to get the Google Business page published? Okay, let me see here. There's a note from thank you for contacting Google Business. We require additional proof to claim you're the owner of the business. So they forward that to you, right? They wanted a scanned copy of your business. Okay, okay. Yeah, so
I was talking because I was called also during my doctor's appointment. That's when I told the lady that my husband didn't want to have it anymore, but I would need to talk to her more about it after my doctor's appointment because I was busy. And that's when I talked to somebody and they said that they would call me back and I didn't receive a call back unless I did and I missed it, but I was busy that day. But I did tell them we didn't want their service anymore.
So the good news is our calls are actually recorded for quality assurance. Do you remember what day that was? I can go in and listen to it.
Yes, hold on. I gotta look at my calendar, but I'm not home right now. I would have to go back and see when my date was on my doctor's appointment.
Was it from this phone or for the one ending in 5321?
It was this phone.
This phone. Okay. I'll search the database for this phone and see if there's something relaying that. If not, the past due balance will stand. And I would suggest getting that information in if you can, because I know it's a little bit of a hassle and an extra step that Google's asking you for that, but in the long run, they're protecting you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal your clients. Because
we understand that, but it's kind of hard too money-wise, because sometimes he gets a job, sometimes he doesn't get the job. So nothing really on y'all either. It's just on both ends that we didn't know we would be able to pay that $149. That's also another reason. So we had to pay $149 each month for it.
Yes, it's a month-to-month subscription. However, a program like this, Marie, easily funds itself in the influx of new business. You're in Houston, and just over the last 30 days, there were 1,218 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So once Google publishes that listing and you get us the information they're requesting, you're going to see an explosion of results because 9 out of 10 consumers will hire off that first page. That's where the high revenue is generated. And one thing I can do to kind of compensate you for them asking you to, you know, send in some extra information is I can give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get the information to us, get your listing published on Google. That way you and your husband can see the magnitude of what this is going to do for your business. And with the extra 2 weeks, you'd be paid in full all the way till August 21st. And, you know, come August 21st, if for some reason you still want to cancel, of course, call us a couple of days ahead of time and you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges. But that way, at least you'll get more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. You know what I mean?
Yes, let me, I'm sorry. What was the paperwork that they needed? Was it like a utility bill? I know he said. Was that okay?
It says a scanned copy or a link to your business registration showing your business address, a business license showing your business address, a utility bill showing your business address. So it looks like they're just trying to verify that you're a valid business and, you know, that's tied to that address. So if you could send us something like that, that would help you. And then for the $149 that's past due, do you have another card that you'd like to use, or did you just need a little bit more time?
Yes, ma'am. I need a little bit more time.
Okay. So how much time do you need, you think?
And when will it be charged in August? Because this month is really bad for us. We have all our bills due right now.
So the July 7th payment is past due. The system does try to process that once daily. So that's already outstanding. There's nothing I can do about that. But I can, rather than you pay, let's say you could pay that July 7th payment on August 1st, for example. I don't want you to have a payment on August 1st and then another one on August 7th because that's two payments too close together, right? So what I'm going to do is apply that extra 2 weeks for your next billing. So rather than your next billing being August 7th, it'll be August 21st.
Okay, well, thank you a lot for understanding.
Of course.
Just, y'all, it's on our MC where he was doing good, and there's times where, like, I know offenses go through this where they don't do so well.
I think
that's why he kind of wanted to calm down, you know? I guess get our stuff back together. The other thing is because I'm pregnant, so.
Oh, congratulations. Okay. That's
thank
so cool.
So, I think we kind of want to get our life back together. Get it back on track, and maybe when we do a lot more better with our business, we'll get back with y'all. We could, but yes, I don't want to leave this unpaid. But I think
this is going to fund nice things for your baby. This is going to actually be life changing for you and your husband once it all kicks in. So, you know, I'm so confident of that because I've been doing this for 12 years and I've seen this change the lives of business owners that work with us. So, you know, just hang in there. It does take, you know, a couple of months initially to get everything going. You know, we quote 30 to 45 days, but industry standard is 90 days. And that's because sometimes Google asks for, you know, some extra information and then it takes time to get that over to us. You know what I mean?
Yes,
do you want me to forward this email to you again just so that you have it so you know what they're asking for?
Yes. Please.
Okay,
yes,
I'll send it to you, and then you can just reply and send the information to me, and then I'll get that over to the technicians, and then I'll do one little thing to help you out further, Marie. It's, you know, not a big savings, but I can at least put you into corporate pricing of $129 monthly. That will at least save you $20 off the past due balance. and it will also grandfather you into that rate moving forward. So, yeah, I already applied that extra little credit on here. So, you know, that'll help you out a little bit. You're welcome. Okay. So I think, you know, I took some good notes and I'm sending you, you know, what we need of you. So if anything changes, you can call me. If not, if I don't see that this is good, maybe by next week, Friday, I'll follow up with you then. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for understanding.
Oh, no problem. And have a great rest of your week. When is your baby due?
It's due November.
Wow, that's around the corner. That's going to happen quicker than we think, huh?
Yes, it is.
I just had a new little grandson 4 weeks ago, so it's so nice to have a newborn around again. Yeah, he's the cutest little thing ever.
Yes. I'm having a boy, so.
Oh, nice. Is that your first baby, or do you have some more?
I wish. It's actually my fifth baby.
Wow.
This one's actually took a while. This one's like 9 years apart from my baby.
Oh, so you're going to have a lot of helpers, huh?
It's a blessing to have it one more time.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I had one also. I have four kids, but my my youngest one was 11 and 12 years apart from my older girls and six years apart from my son. And it's amazing how they spoiled her growing up, because they were at that age where they had a little extra money coming in here and there from their grandparents or what have you. And if I wouldn't buy the baby something, they would. They'd say, well, we're going to go buy it then. And I would tell them, no, I think your grandfather wants you to get something that you want, you know. Oh, but I do want this. I want to get this for her, you know.
They're buying her stuff now, and I'm like, buy it for you. Develop it for you. And they're like, no. Right. I was actually scared that they're so, it's 9 years, but you went longer than me.
Yeah.
Is that scary for you?
It's funny, because my second oldest daughter, the one that's 11 years, she jokes around and she calls, you know, my daughter, her first daughter, because she has, she's the one that just had the little boy. So she has three kids now, but she's always like, yeah, that's my first daughter, because she's kind of used to, like, if she goes to the store and buys something for the kids, she kind of includes her in it too, you know, and she's 21 now. So.
Well, that's nice.
It'll be great. Like I said, you'll have a lot of helping hands. I don't have five. I had four, but I felt like having the first one was harder than having all four, just because when you have four, you have the extra hands to help, you know, and for you, you have five. So that's even better.
I I'm kind of scared, but you're the second person I hear from that they have their babies so many years apart. I'm like, oh my God, I get so glad to hear stories like that.
Yeah, it happens to other people, and it all works out. So, and like you say, in the long run, it's a blessing. Are all four of your older kids still at home? Or are some of them older and moved out?
Yeah, my oldest is 15. Then there's my daughter, she's 11. Then I have my son that's 10. And then I have my daughter that's 9.
Wow. Oh my gosh, that is so funny. You're going to have such your hands full now, huh?
I know. And I'm excited too, because I have a pattern. I have a boy, girl, and boy.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's neat.
Yeah.
Hey, if you could patent that and figure out how people could do it, we wouldn't be talking about money anymore, you know?
Told me the same thing. She's like, how do you do that? I'm like, I don't know. She's like, you literally have a pattern. I'm like, I know.
Well, that's good to know. If you ever have a seventh one, you know it'll be a girl. You don't have to check. Thank you for sharing all of that with me. It's definitely nice talking to you. And then, like I said, hopefully everything's good by next Friday. If not, I'll reach out to you again, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Okay, bye-bye.